Welcome to episode 219 of the Dodigawa Bookmakers. Today is going to be a lot of self-promotion, but first I'm going to tell you about some bookbinding I've been doing. And then, in about minute three, I'll be talking more about the writing part. Last time, I believe, I talked a little bit about pop-up books and how I'm going over to YouTube and learning how to fold paper in order to make a pop-up book. Well, I made my first pop-up book. It's very simple. It's very small. And you can see pictures of, you can see a picture of it at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And it's a fairly simple pop-up book with kanji. It's got the kanji for laughter and kanji, the kanji for kanji, and peace. Heiwa, kanji, and warao. The kanji for kanji, which is two kanji, kan and ji, they pop up. The heiwa, peace, is also two kanji. The hei moves back and forth, and wa stays in one place. You can move one kanji back and forth, and then warao flips up and down, sort of like it's kicking or jumping. You can move it up and down that way. And it's not a very big book, and it is my first book, so give me a break. It's a good start. That's what it is. It's a good start. And this week, I'll be making another one, a little bit larger, with a little bit more basic stuff in it. The pull tabs are not so basic. There's more folding I can do and cutting to make things pop up a little bit better. What I want to eventually make is a pop-up book that's quite busy. So there's a lot of different things to look up, the pop-ups and pull tabs and all sorts of circles and stuff like that. I want to learn how to do that and make it kind of interesting to look at. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding so far. Plus, last week I sewed some books together. I sewed some signatures, and there's a YouTube video up. Let me see if I can find that. Hold on. Yes, there's a YouTube video up. TDGB24Fear0. It is me sewing the signatures of Fear0. I think there's 7 signatures, and I am also at the same time enjoying some sake. So, sewing under the influence at TDGB24Fear0 on YouTube. That is what I've been doing in the bookbinding section. Let's slip over now to the writing section. In the writing section, I have written more on the trilogy, the Fear trilogy. Fear0 is the prologue. Now I'm working on the first book. It started out, it's going to be about 50,000 words. It started out at about 20,000 words. Now it's 25,000 words, and it's getting tighter and stronger and a little bit more powerful, I hope, I think. And I'm looking at arcs. There's a overall arc to the trilogy, and then this book will have 2 or 3 arcs in it, and one of the arcs will come from Fear0. So we'll find out more about the people on that. That's my Fear0 one. Now, my Fear0 and my writing on the first book of the trilogy, which is Fear itself. Next up, I have put up online, besides Fear0, I have put up online Feeding Vicky's Corpse. Feeding Vicky's Corpse is available on Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and Scribd. I'm hoping it will be up on iBooks soon. What is Feeding Vicky's Corpse? Feeding Vicky's Corpse takes place in the same city as City of Cox, a small coastal town in Oregon. The characters in Feeding Vicky's Corpse are similar to, not similar, they're the same as the characters in City of Cox, except they're younger. In Feeding Vicky's Corpse, everybody is basically a high school student or college student or just out of college. In City of Cox, they are The city council and the people who run the city. But Feeding Vicky's corpse, they're still in high school, and we see them as they were before they became owners of businesses. I wrote it backwards, by the way. City of Cox was first, and then I wrote Feeding Vicky's corpse. I like the way that reads, because first you find out about somebody, and then you read about them when they're younger. So it doesn't matter which way. It's sort of a duet. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. Read it. You work out. Okay. And Feeding Vicky's corpse is another murder mystery. This time, it's a murder mystery that doesn't seem to be connected to something else. And the something else is a rape. Powerful man in the town is the father of the rapist, supposed rapist, so-called rapist, alleged rapist. Then somebody is murdered, and that somebody might affect his business. So a little conspiracy going on. In the meantime, the man who is looking into the crime is a Boston policeman. He's retired because he wants to be, not because he's old. And he has some issues with his past. And he tries to resolve these issues through alcohol. At the end, we'll see if he does or not. It's kind of hard to say if he does or not. But anyway, Feeding Vicky's corpse is up on Kobo and Scribd and Barnes & Noble. And I hope it's coming to iBooks soon. Meanwhile, City of Cox is up on iBooks, Kobo and Barnes & Noble and Scribd. So that's my self-promotion. I've got 3 books for sale. If you go over to tedurigaobookmakers.podbean.com, you will also find a list of other books I have available. But these two, Feeding Vicky's Corpse, City of Cox, and Fear Zero, these 3, are the most recent ones. I hope I've explained that carefully enough so that you can understand what I'm talking about. If not, go to tedurigaobookmakers.podbean.com and go to For Sale Fiction, and you'll see links to everything. Thanks for putting up with me today. Thanks for dropping by this week. Hope to see you again soon. Check out the video on YouTube, TDGB24 Fear Zero. Thanks again. See you again soon.